Book of Exodus records one of the most familiar Old Testament stories. I think even people who don't know the Bible very well have at least picked up some things along the way, some pieces of the Exodus story. For me, this story goes back to my childhood and flannel graph and wicked Pharaoh and the 10 plagues and the parting of the Red Sea. I said that comes from Bible class. I think that's only partially true. My memories, I suppose, are also influenced by the movie The Ten Commandments, which played every Sunday night on Easter. Do you remember that? I still have in my mind's eye a picture of Charlton Heston standing on that rock, commanding the Red Sea to part. I know if you're under 40, you don't even know what I'm talking about, but the rest of you know what I'm talking about. It took a lot longer for me to appreciate that this is more than just an impressive Old Testament story, that it fits perfectly into the bigger Bible story. In fact, just in powerful ways, it is a story that foreshadows the entire Bible story. And I'd like to stir your minds about that before we come to the table this morning. The connections, when you begin to consider them, are numerous and astonishing. For example, both stories begin with bondage, right? In Exodus chapter 1, the story opens with the Egyptians' fear that the Israelites, who are growing in number, will become too numerous. If an outside enemy should invade, they might side with their enemies, which would be disastrous for Egypt. And so we are told that they place the people under bondage. They enslave them and terribly mistreat them. And of course, the Bible story begins with bondage. The very beginning, right? With our slavery to sin and the horrific suffering that inevitably comes with it. As Exodus continues, God raises up a deliverer. He chooses Moses that he will send to confront Pharaoh and rescue his people. It is interesting that in Moses' story early in his life, there's a powerful ruler that seeks to destroy him, right? And God miraculously delivers him. In the Bible story too, God raises up a deliverer, Jesus, whose early life is threatened when he is a child by a great ruler who is bent on destroying him. See the connections? When it came time for this deliverance in Exodus, a lamb was sacrificed so that Israel could escape the final plague, the death of the firstborn. And all kinds of interesting details go with that. For example, the lamb had to be unblemished, right? And after killing the lamb and eating it, the blood was to be painted over the door. The songs Brian led us in reminded us of the significance of the blood. I just wondered how many of y'all found your minds going back to Exodus as you thought about the Passover and the blood, right? And of course, Jesus is described by John the Baptist as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The Lamb that was unblemished, the scripture under one of the songs, was from 1 Peter chapter 1 that talks about the unblemished Lamb whose blood saves us. In the Exodus story, there's a memorial that is established even before the moment that for all generations would remind Israel of how God had delivered them from bondage. And interestingly, the memorial was to take the form of a meal. And if you dig into the details of that, because no leaven would be allowed in the house, the bread eaten at the memorial was unleavened bread. Jesus, too, before the event, instituted a memorial meal that disciples would share throughout their generations. That includes unleavened bread and reminds us of our deliverance from bondage. Perhaps most interesting of all is the fact that the death of Jesus occurred during Passover. And the memorial meal we share today is a meal that was actually instituted as they were observing, Jesus and his disciples, observing the Passover meal together. The book of Exodus does contain an amazing story. But it is so much more than a story. It's a preview of coming events. It foreshadows the climax of the Bible story. And so today we come to the table, but to celebrate a greater rescue provided by the greater deliverer who offered the greater sacrifice that we remember now by sharing the greater meal.